Thank you very much, Tomris, for your time and for sharing this conversation with the radio program. We really appreciate your participation. We are reaching the end of the year, and I wanted to have someone of the executive board talking to us to upload to our December's edition in English. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Belen. It is a big pleasure for me to contact you and to address the colleagues in Latin America, and with you always. Always is a big pleasure, and I thank you for this invitation.
Tomris, what are the plans for the IFCC for the next year?
Okay, we have always plans. We are very, really very active. As you know, the new board took place starting from January to 2015. And we had three meetings, and the last one was executive board. The last executive board meeting was we had in Quito with our during the Colombia CNI Congress in Quito last September. And this gave us also an opportunity to discuss with the new board and export of Colombia CNI, and also have a good contact. We have very good relations with Latin America, and we like to improve it currently and also in the future. In future, we have also good relations with other regional federations, and maybe you know, I am sure you know, that we just founded this year the North American Federation. So we have now 6 regional federations. This is new. And as you know, in 2016, we have only one regional federation meeting in Asia-Pacific regional federation meeting in Taiwan, but we are organizing the general conference in Madrid. I will talk about the general conference if you have no other questions on this issue, and I may continue with the general conference. And also the other new thing, the foundation of the creation of a new foundation for IFCC. I like to focus on these two issues. One general conference, and the other one is the foundation, IFCC foundation.
Yes, we would like to hear about the foundation.
Actually, the IFCC foundation was created in 2014 by the IFCC executive board. It is a non-profit making charitable foundation dedicated to educational support for laboratory medicine. And it was established in Switzerland according to the Swiss law. As you know, IFCC is also established in Swiss, the same. And in the beginning, last year, till very recently, the initial foundation board comprised 3 people, Michelle Rossier from Switzerland, Thomas Brinkmann from Germany, and Graham Bechtel from UK, and he was the past president of IFCC, as we all know him well. And recently, IFCC executive board nominated me, and the initial foundation members confirmed my appointment to the board of the foundation. So I have another task, and now with the appointment also Lucia Monaco, who is the CEO of the Foundation Telethon, the number of Foundation board members reached to 5. So this foundation is devoted to fundraising and supporting programs that help to improve the quality and delivery of laboratory medicine services, and particularly for emerging nations. And the board has its main duties. We can group it in 4 items. First, fundraising in order to support projects it is needed. And then second, soliciting and evaluating project proposals. And then following and monitoring reports from approved projects, and also the publication and the promotion of the foundation. For example, the project funding will be available to societies, groups, or individuals. And what type of projects can be funded by this foundation? For example, I can give you some examples, educational workshops on any aspect of quality in laboratory medicine. such as also distance learning programs. Development and implementation of distance learning programs is very important for federations like IFCC. Support for train-the-trainer sessions, this is also very important. And we may also support development of a strategic action plan for a national society. And we may also support some projects to demonstrate the value of external quality assessment and support for exchange programs in order to enable any individual to improve the scientific or quality management service offered by his or her laboratories, and also to support programs to promote the contribution of quality in laboratory medicine to healthcare. Among these, we can count El Microscopia, this radio program, and labs are vital. These are the some examples this foundation will be happy to support. So this is the information I can give you about the foundation, recently founded foundation, and it will be, it will start. It has already prepared a business plan, and it will be actively start fulfilling the business plan.
This is very good piece of news. We are very, very happy to hear that, and especially to see how the IFCC grows. Tombridge, we wanted to thank the IFCC family for supporting El Microscopio Radio Program and infobioquimica.org. Thank you very much for always being ready and to talk to the audience and to share the news with the rest of the colleagues from all around the world. Thank you very much, Tombridge, and we wish the IFCC family a very happy new year.
Okay, but before that, I'd like to mention about the general conference. This is also very important. If I have time, a few minutes, I'd like to mention and invite all the colleagues from Latin America to attend this meeting. As you know, the general conference is the meeting of IFCC Executive Board and its functional units with the national and corporate representatives. And it is usually held once during the triennial term of the Executive Board, usually during the second year. According to this rule, the next General Conference will be held from March 18 till 22nd in Madrid, Spain. Its aim is to gather the members of IFCC, Executive Board and functional units, to discuss the current activities and future aims of IFCC, and to increase the collaboration with its member societies and corporate representatives. As you know, IFCC is covering the accommodation expenses of all the participants attending the general conference. In addition, IFCC is providing partial travel funds to support some national representatives to attend the general conference. And I think it will be very useful both for IFCC and for our national representatives and corporate member representatives. So we are expecting all representatives from Latin America to attend this Congress. And as you said in your talk, we are in December as this year is ending. So I wish all the negativity and difficulties end with this year, and I wish 2016 brings success and very good results to all my colleagues and friends from Latin America. Thank you, Belen, for your invitation.
Thank you very much, Professor Thomas Austin. Always welcome to El Microscopio. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It was also a pleasure for me. Thank you. Bye.